is Dr. Donna Thomas, and I'm so excited to be here today to talk about compassion fatigue, as it is one of my very passionate subjects to talk about, as I am a healthcare administrator and also a health and wellness expert. And I've been doing this for decades. So one fun fact about me is that I am also a fitness trainer and personal trainer. So I like to kind of weave in health and wellness with everyday life. And you may be wondering, well, what is compassion fatigue? It is the negative effect that we may have, you know, helping other people. I can tell you that throughout my career, I have experience in working with other people that I may have put their needs ahead of my needs. So any career that you may see, whether it's a policeman, fire people, people that work in the healthcare industry, when we are hands-on doing what we need to do with people, whether they have physical limitations, mental limitations, and now all of a sudden during the global pandemic, we had to shut down. That was a very challenging time for all of us. One thing that I didn't think about was really how it was affecting me, because I was more concerned about the individuals that we service and also my staff, making sure that everyone was kept safe during this time. So I wasn't really thinking about myself. So in turn, what ended up happening was that I was experiencing challenges in terms of stress because I didn't have those healthy outlets. So I started experiencing being run down, my immune system. I started getting sick. My jaw started locking. My back started hurting. So, you know, it started really making me pay attention to my overall health. And that is something that can happen when you are caring for other people. That is what compassion fatigue is. One thing that we may not be in control over are external factors, such as what people say, what people do, policies and procedures, the weather. We're not in control of those factors, right? But what are we in control over? We're in control over ourselves, how we're going to respond, how we're going to behave, right? We are going to experience a certain amount of stresses, but again, it's how we cope with it, you know, how we look at it, our perspective. And so when we have compassion fatigue, we may not be paying attention to those signs and signals that may be, you know, obvious to other people, but maybe not so obvious to us because our focus and our attention is on other people at the, you know, the task at hand. For example, in my situation, I was busy to make sure everyone else's needs were met and not necessarily mine. Contributing factors could be the nature of the job, the work that you're doing, right? The nature of the people that you're servicing, whether it's your clients, your customers, patients, that type of thing. Cumulative exposure to materials without having what we call a healthy outlet. Because as I said earlier, we may be stressed, that's going to happen, but do we have healthy outlets? It may also be our own perspective, how we are looking at things, personal history. How do we take these outlets and how do we handle things that are going on in our lives? How do you know that you may be at a higher risk? So these are a few questions that you can ask yourself. You know, what are my goals and what are my expectations? Do I set up goals? What am I doing this week? What do my goals look like for the next month, the next quarter? Where do I see myself in a year from now? Am I setting up goals that are realistic and obtainable? So I'd like to invite everyone that's here listening in to put together an action plan to assess whether or not you are at a risk for compassion fatigue. And then we're also going to talk about ways that you can indulge in self-care. Asking for help is essential. Letting go, knowing when to say no, and making yourself a priority is important. Evaluate yourself if you're becoming too overwhelmed by responsibilities that may be happening. Do you know how to effectively manage your frustrations? Do you have healthy outlets to manage your frustrations and be able to cope? Do you know how to be resilient? You know, one healthy way to look at different stressors that may be going on is to engage in some type of self-care, exercise. Endorphins are released into the bloodstream, and that helps us to feel much, much better, to lower the risk for compassion fatigue, right? Nothing's 100% guaranteed, but put yourself in a position that you can effectively at least manage it. tap into, you know, people that are in your circle of support, people that you trust, people that aren't going to judge you. That's a coping mechanism to be able to get in there and ask other people to help. Are you at further risk of compassion fatigue? Do you have difficulty sleeping? Do you wake up in the morning and you feel exhausted? All these things are so important for us to know. Just like we make time to plug in our devices and recharge, we have to recharge ourselves. Are you at risk for compassion fatigue if you doubt your ability to be effective? Or do you feel like you're in a situation where you don't feel like you have control? Because remember, I said we may not be in control of everything, but how we manage it, how is our outlook? What is our perspective? You know, we could say things like, well, you know, that I may not be in control of this, but I'm not going to sweat the small stuff. I'm going to ask for help where I need to ask for help. I'm going to do some deep breathing if I need to. Other signs and symptoms that we're experiencing compassion fatigue is loss of interest in work. You may love your job, but if you're experiencing compassion fatigue, you may not think about the attention to detail that you used to think about before. You may have a loss of interest in the people that you service or your colleagues or maybe even family members. Not to say that you don't care, you don't love them, but when people are experiencing compassion fatigue, it's very hard to stay focused. You may have increased sense of cynicism. You may feel socially withdrawn where you want to be by yourself. You may also find that you want to go into work late, leave work early, or just be absent. These are all signs and symptoms. We may be going through compassion fatigue. Are you feeling a sense of hopelessness, anxiety? The things that used to bring you joy, you don't find joy in those things. How can we mitigate that? Just pause and see how you're feeling. Check in with yourself, right? We may check in with other people, but do we check in with ourselves throughout the day to see how we're feeling? That's why it's so important for us to check in with ourselves throughout the day. Set up healthy boundaries. My healthy boundary is put on do not disturb. So I know that if there's any notifications, I can relax. Set up time to take breaks. Carve time out of your busy day to engage in self-care. Guided visualization. That's something you could do for yourself. One of my favorites is to go on a beach. Imagine myself in a lounge chair, looking at the palm trees swaying in the wind and looking at the blue turquoise water and the white sand. That's just my example. What is your guided visualization? And if you need some assistance, technology is always available for us. So you can go to download an app. Maybe you already have it. Maybe this is a review, but if you don't, consider apps that are out there, such as the Calm app, the CALM.com, or Headspace, 10% Happier, or Insight Timer, just to name a few. Or you can simply go to Google or to YouTube and put in deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, mindfulness, meditation. And listen, you can relax within 30 seconds if you need to, whether the day is busy or not. And I also encourage people, even when you're not stressed or going through compassion fatigue, just to set up healthy routines throughout your day so that you can have those to tap into even when you do find out you're stressed. So just practice, practice, practice good self-care. So when you do need it, you'll be able to tap into it. Be aware of what you're feeling, manage your thoughts, manage your emotions, and focus on balancing work and life, carving time out of your busy day. Also, making sure that there's positive affirmations that are out there, like today is going to be a good day. Also, make sure that you're eating properly. You know, what does that have to do with it? It's good self-care. So if we're going through any type of challenging situation, such as compassion fatigue, make sure that you're eating fresh fruits, vegetables, especially green leafy vegetables. make sure you're eating lean protein, chicken, turkey, fish, beans, legumes. Make sure you're keeping yourself hydrated. Okay, so it could help us manage any tough times that we may be experiencing. Just know that you are resilient. Think positive. Think about the silver lining that comes every day. Understand what compassion fatigue is. Make sure that you know the signs and symptoms that we talked about it, and be compassionate for yourself. That's like we say, check in with your strong people, check in with yourself throughout the day. Seek out the resources that they have, you know, even within your own organization at Cook, you know, the human resource manager, a trusted colleague of yours, and also through Anthem Employees Assistance Program. Remain connected with people. Ask for help when you need to. Delegate when you need to. And remember to self-care. Do a self-assessment every day and make a plan. Your action plan. Develop new patterns and routines throughout the day. Handling stress is a part of normal day, but just know that there's ways that we can handle it. You know, just be optimistic. All right. So as we wind down our session here today, you could visit their website at anthemeap.com and enter the company code, which is COOK. And you can also call them at 1-800-865-1044. So thank you so much for coming in today, and make sure you check in with your action plan and, you know, just add to it as you need to. I wish you all well. Thank you so much.